Hey, all you space cats. Welcome to season 6 of the Black Hole Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Miller. And this is season 6. It's BD vs. Corporate America. Bill Earl and Dead Eddie vs. Corporate America. Bill Earl isn't on this episode. We're working out of time to get back together and make some more music. So you'll notice we didn't start with a jingle. But we're going to talk about some serious stuff here that I've talked about in the past with my friend Bill Earl, namely the right to trial by jury in the United States. And then I want to talk a little bit about a possible censorship that I'm being censored possibly. I discovered this possible censorship issue when I went to the Carnegie Main Library here in Pittsburgh, a public library system, and I'd done several investigations over the years through this library system into corporations and things like that. But I got on and I checked, when I logged on, I checked and made sure all my websites were up. My 4 websites, MitchForMayor.com, AlmaVoter.com, PlotM.com, and Trafnet.org. They all pulled up except for the AlmaVoter.com website. That's AlmaVoter.com. For some reason, AlmaVoter is blocked. It was at least on that one computer in the Carnegie Library. I pay $160 per website per year to keep these up on the internet. And I think there's a lot of good information on AlmaVoter.com. There's nothing lewd or lascivious on it that would cause it to be blocked by the technology department of this library system. And I looked into the Carnegie Library system. There's like almost 1,700 U.S. locations of public libraries. There's over 3,000 around the world. And I'm just putting it out there so that I can get your help as listeners. I know I have like 20 listeners, but if you get a chance, go to the public library, see if AlmaVoter.com works, because this could be, like I said, over 3,000 libraries, how many tens of thousands of computers are barred from accessing the AlmaVoter.com website. And this website it describes my plan to bring direct democracy to universities and how students, faculty, staff, and other employees can govern their own university and alumni can govern their university through direct democracy. So I don't know why this is being barred, but if it's being barred at the public library, it's probably being barred or blocked at every university library around the country. So if you get a chance and you're a student, check at your university library, use their computer, and see if AlmaVoter.com comes up. Email me at thenovelm.com or through any of my websites if you can bring them up. So that's my little thing about possible censorship. Now, my spouse thinks I'm overreacting. She thinks I always have some kind of conspiracy going. It's kind of the plight of having schizoaffective disorder, so this could be an overreaction, but you never know. That's why I figure instead of me running around to a bunch of different libraries and computers trying to figure out if my website will come up, why not use the resources of my listeners to double-check and see what's going on there. Anyhow, I'm going to talk about trial by jury, the right to trial by jury in the United States. It's in the United States Constitution multiple times. And I want you to remember this. Trial by jury is citizen review of the government. If you think the government is too big, you should want citizen review of the government. It doesn't allow government to grow too big. It's a system of checks and balances specifically for the legal system, but it can have effects on all aspects of the government. So it's in the Constitution. So I'll read the section that it's in the Constitution. It's Article 3, Section 2, Paragraph 3. The trial of all crimes except in cases of impeachment shall be by jury, and such trial shall be held in the state where the said crimes shall have been committed. but when not committed within any state, the trial shall be at such place or places as the Congress may by law have directed. So that's the part where trial by jury is guaranteed in the Constitution. It's also in the Bill of Rights, Amendment 8 and or Article 8 and 9. Here's Article 8. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 9 is in suits of at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right to trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. So, it's in the Bill of Rights, and I think, so we got, at some point, obviously we got away from demanding our right to trial by jury. And this is where the system gets out of control. It's about 150 years ago. I believe we can trace it back to Amendment 14 in the current Constitution. And it's based on racist principles, basically. You know, I hate to say it about our history, but it's there and it's part of our history. If we look at the 13th and 14th Amendments, you can see how this got kind of out of control. And some of it's a little bit of conjecture about racism. It's a theory that I've formed that I'm putting out there. But if we look at Amendment 13, it's the Emancipation Proclamation. It's simple. It's concise. I'll read it. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. That's Section 1 of the 13th Amendment. Section 2, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So, Section 1 of the 13th Amendment says slavery and involuntary servitude is illegal, kind of, unless you're a criminal, unless you were convicted of a crime. Then it's still legal. It's still legal in the United States. Let's look at Amendment 14, and I'm just going to go into Section 1 for time, and this is the most important section that I think we can trace the right to trial by jury being lost on our society. It's Amendment 14, Section 1. This amendment was passed in 1868 after the Civil War, after the proclamation or Emancipation Proclamation. Here's Section 1. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. So this section puts importance on due process of the law. And what is missing in this section, in this amendment, is that all these new citizens, and this is what says freed slaves are citizens now. It doesn't say they have the right to trial by jury. It doesn't specifically say that, and they should have put that in there. But again, we're looking at a kind of a racist government in place, and you know, so up until this point, we had appointed judges. So the North is trying to fight against rebellion when they pass this amendment. They're trying to quell rebellion in the South. Maybe they're not quite as racist as the Southerners, but they're trying to... And we can make the argument that they're appointing judges to try to possibly fight racism and quell rebellion in the South. So they appoint their judges, and now they can kind of control, the North can kind of control the South and put them at bay. So then my theory is the South embraces democracy, right? The bigots, the racists, they will pick and choose elements of democracy that most closely benefits them in every case that you'll find throughout history. So what does the South do? They say, we want democracy. We want elected judges. We're going to send your northern appointed judges, northern-friendly appointed judges, back to the North or whatever, and we're going to elect our own judges here in the South. So now we have our racist judges back in power. And the North could have came back when they saw this happening, right? They could have came back with trial by jury and said, look, in cases where there's a black defendant, we're ensuring trial by jury, and half of the jury has to be black in cases where the defendant's black. Six, I think a good jury is 12, so six of those people have to be black. And you're in a state of segregation in the South, even in the North for some parts. I mean, the whole country believes in separate and not even equal at this point in the 1800s. So it's not that hard to say, well, a jury of their peers is at least made up half of black people. I mean, that makes sense to either way you look at it. They didn't come back with this. The North did not come back with this proposition because they were busy using the new system that focused on due process of the law instead of trial by jury to control migrant workers and up in the North and all the factories and industrial parts, control the migrant workers. And so the legal system at this point in 1868 becomes wage control, and it stays that way for 150 years with no checks and balances. It's a form of wage control. People need to find work. They have a criminal record. They fear they won't get hired somewhere else, so they're stuck in the same job. It's wage control. It's been that way for 150 years. So, as I said, it's checks and balances. 12 people, every time someone is arrested for something, the Constitution says 12 people should be called out of their work, take time out of their day to go down and review the government and see what the government is arresting people for. So if you had this system in place over the past 150 years, I doubt that people would get arrested for a dime bag of marijuana because people say, this is ridiculous. Why are we arresting people for this? Or a taillight being burned out on their car, right? Why are we arresting people? Why are we citing people for this stuff? We have trial by jury, and I'm not going to take time out of my day for this. Certainly, the focus on trial by jury should have been brought. I mean, this is still all in the Constitution. It's just they focused on due process of the law because they were racist lawmakers, racist judges, so on and so forth. So once the South and North had cohesion, we should have brought back trial by jury, let's say 1875, focused back on trial by jury. Certainly, after World War II, after the Germans rounded up all kinds of fringe elements, people, religious groups, Jewish people, and we saw what they did. They murdered them, without any trial by jury, without any kind of checks and balances. Certainly, after World War II, we should have brought the focus back to trial by jury, maybe even put another amendment in our Constitution. Hey, just a reminder, it's in the original Constitution. Let's go back to trial by jury here. But we still operate under a racist and racially motivated system of wage control in the United States. And I think we should demand our right to trial by jury. I think we should demand it back from the government. I'd like to start a petition. If I get anybody that writes to me, emails me, I'll try to start a petition through the typical routes. There probably is petitions out there for the right to trial by jury, but it would stop big government. You wouldn't have all these law enforcement agencies arresting people all the time. It would, you'd probably have more judges, I'll give you that, but it's citizen review of the government, and we need to bring it back because we can't count on the media to show us what the government is doing. You're actually, and that's part of the argument I make about the Founding Fathers and why they put trial by jury, why it's so important. They knew that the newspapers, the media, they didn't know. They didn't know what it was going to transition into, to you know, evolve into as far as mass population, mass media, and social control. But they knew that if they put this in the Constitution, they could get people out of their houses, down to the to the government building to sit there and listen to what the laws were and see what people were being arrested for. And this system of checks and balances was eliminated essentially with the 14th Amendment, and or at least the focus of the 14th Amendment. And the wording and the way they did not word that these new citizens would have the right to trial by jury. And the focus needs to be brought back. Running a little long on this one, so I'm not going to go into plug any of my friends' businesses. But thanks for listening. And let me know if you want me to start a petition. This is my theory. And also, I wanted to say that I would put this theory forward if I was called before a Senate confirmation hearing to become the chairman of the FCC. You get to write your own introduction that the senators read. I would put forward this theory eloquently in a written format for them to read and digest. And then I would sit in that Senate confirmation hearing and call every one of those lawmakers out for not making a simple, comprehensive video series that explains what is illegal and what is legal in the United States when it can be cheaply done. And that's what we're trying to raise money for with this season, with the jingles and everything, because the system, the legal system, is not supposed to function like this. It is not supposed to operate like this. And it's time that we put it to an end. The least they can do is make an effort to explain what the laws are to the layperson. And they're corrupt. They're a corrupt government. They don't deserve their power. And I will sit there on C-SPAN and call every one of them out. I don't think I'll get confirmed as chairman of the FCC, but it might draw attention to this podcast and to a lot of other information I've put out there. So thanks for listening, and join me next time. Hopefully I'll be joined by Bill, and we'll put out another jingle for you. We got some good ideas in the works. So thanks.